This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has asserted that the abeyance of the Indus Water Treaty will greatly benefit the farmers of Jammu and Kashmir, Rajasthan, Haryana, Punjab and some parts of Himachal Pradesh. The minister said this while interacting with different groups of farmers in New Delhi from across the country. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that a comprehensive strategy on the utilization of this water will be made in the future to ensure maximum benefit for all.
बगलीहार एक परियोजना है जिसे पाकिस्तान गाद नहीं निकालने दे रहा था हमें. मिट्टी जमा हो जाती है, बांध भर जाते हैं, इसी समझौते का बहाना बना के. लेकिन अब सलाल बांध और बगलीहार बांध दोनों से पानी निकाल के हमने गाद निकालने का काम शुरू कर दिया. पाक धारदागिरी करता था, सिंधु जल समझौता है, गाद भी नहीं निकालने देंगे. अब गाद तो क्या, एक बूंद नहीं छोड़ेंगे. हमारे चार पांच राज्य हैं, जम्मू कश्मीर से लेके राजस्थान, हरियाणा, पंजाब, हिमाचल का भी कुछ हिस्सा आएगा. सारी संभावनाओं पर विचार करके और कैसे भारत के किसानों के हक में, हित में इस पानी का उपयोग किया जाए, उसकी योजना बनाई जाएगी.
Addressing a press conference, Mr. Chauhan said that a nationwide campaign, Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, will be launched from the 29th of this month and will continue until the 12th of June. The campaign aims to create awareness among farmers about modern technology and new seed varieties. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri briefed the Parliamentary Standing Committee on the current foreign policy developments regarding India and Pakistan. He briefed the committee, headed by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, regarding Operation Sindoor and subsequent ceasefire announcement with Pakistan. This was the first time a top government official briefed a parliamentary panel on foreign policy developments after the Pahalgam terror attack and India's retaliatory action against terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launched the new Overseas Citizen of India or OCI portal in New Delhi yesterday. The new portal will provide enhanced functionality, advanced security, and a user-friendly experience for the existing over 5 million OCI cardholders and new users. On this occasion, the Home Minister said that India is continuously striving to provide world-class immigration facilities to the OCI cardholders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the new Overseas Citizen of India OCI portal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that with enhanced features and improved functionality, the new OCI portal marks a major step forward in boosting citizen-friendly digital governance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met the Dutch Foreign Affairs Minister Casper Welfkamp in The Hague, Netherlands. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that he had wide-ranging discussions on deepening the bilateral partnership of both the countries and engagement with the European Union. He also appreciated Netherlands' strong condemnation of the Pahalgam terror attack and support for zero tolerance against terrorism. Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal has asserted that the centre has been working to develop a robust waterway infrastructure in the entire Northeast. Mr. Sonowal said that as per the vision of Prime Minister Modi, the government is developing a robust waterway infrastructure in Assam and the Northeast with projects worth 1,000 crore rupees on the anvil, targeted for completion by 2026. He said that in the last 2 years, more than 1,000 crore rupees have been invested, with 300 crore rupees worth of projects already completed. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a three-day visit to Goa from today. During the visit, Mr. Dhankar will visit Mormugao Port tomorrow, where he will dedicate new projects of the port to the country and interact with senior officers and staff of the Port Authority. The Vice President will also interact with senior officers of the Indian Coast Guard on board a Coast Guard vessel at the port. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants have been eliminated from IPL 2025 playoffs race as they lost to Sunrisers Hyderabad by 6 wickets in Lucknow last night. Chasing a target of 206 runs, Sunrisers Hyderabad made 206 runs for a loss of 4 wickets in 18.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.